Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Dale with the Wellness Center and the California College of Natural Medicine. It's so great to be with you this evening. And we're going to be starting at 9 o'clock discussing radiation and also meta-wellness consciousness. And so we're going to try to fit both of those in for you. And we've had a little technical difficulties with this website process, but we're straightened out now, and I'm glad that you're all in it. I can see that there's some people waiting to start, so as people join, we will welcome them in, and they will be able to hear us. So everything is going well. I hope you are doing well. I see there are more and more people coming on, and we're going to be opening up for questions and answers when I'm done tonight. So take a piece of paper out, make a note of the things you're going to hear, okay? Because this is not on my website, okay? It may be on our members' website soon, but it's not on our Wellness Center website. So if you go to our member site, I hopefully that all of you are members of the Wellness Optimization Club so that you can create a healthier life and you can learn and add to your education in the natural health field and how to cure various kinds of illnesses. So yesterday when I woke up to hearing about mad cow's disease found in a California cow and them assuring everybody that because there was one cow with mad cow's disease that they happened to find by a stroke of luck, by the way, that it's not infiltrated into our dairy or anything else. And, of course, the Center for Disease Control assures us of this because they don't want to get sued. They don't want us to really take care of ourselves the way that we can. We're going to be talking about radiation starting very shortly. Welcome to all those that are coming in right now to the website. I was just saying that I woke up this yesterday morning to a notice from Associated Press on mad cow's disease being found in California, assuring us that it didn't infiltrate the dairy market or anything else, because that's they don't want you to stop buying it. But in my opinion, before we start, it's very important that you do not eat dairy or meat or milk right now, because the fact that they found one cow with mad cow's disease, they found it by a stroke of luck. They don't test all the cows for it. They only take a segment of the cows in the United States, and they test a certain amount of them every year. But they miss a lot, and so they happen to, by a stroke of luck, catch this one. So my gut feeling is that you should avoid eating any beef whatsoever or drinking milk from cows. Substitute with goat milk or coconut milk. Okay, we have these things that I'm made, that's brought to my attention daily, and that's why I have an e-newsletter, and you need, if you don't subscribe to the e-newsletter, do so. It's free, and those who are in the members area can always make an appointment with me if you have an issue that you'd like to discuss. Welcome, everyone, tonight. We want to welcome everyone to the presentation on radiation and on metaconsciousness. And the two of these things may not seem like they go together, but they really do. And we're going to discuss how and why and give you a lot of information that you will not have on my website unless you're a member. And we always have constant things updated to that member website that we really cannot, we could put it on the Wellness Center website, but that would attract the wrong kind of attention. So all of the good stuff is in members area. And we want to start with radiation. Of course, we've heard about the nuclear radiation for Fukushima, but we're going to cover that in all the latest news on this. But we really want to take a look at the other types of radiation as well from your cell phones. There's a list available on the Google as to the cell phones with the lowest radiation. Smartphones have the highest radiation. And I know they're the most fun, but they have the highest radiation. It seems to me that I have seen that the on the Galaxy, which is produced by Samsung, that among the smartphones, they may have the lowest radiation, but compared to a regular cell phone, it's infinitely higher. So when you put that up to your head, it affects your neurotransmitters, affecting your neurology. Any kids, children should not be allowed to put a cell phone up to their head. Should not be allowed to. It will affect their neurotransmitters without a doubt. Okay? So we need to be aware of that. Also, we need to be aware that cell towers pointed at our house, we have sending and receiving cell towers. There's sending cell towers and receiving cell towers. Sometimes they're in the same tower, but usually they're separated. We have a sending cell tower that sends the information and frequencies to our receiving cell tower across town or a few miles away. So we have both. The way that you can find out if you have one near your house is to go to www.antennasearch.com. www.antennasearch.com. It is a nonprofit free website that is supported by people who visit, and they keep abreast of every cell phone tower in every city in the United States and can tell you the street that it's on, where it is, who owns it, and the phone numbers and the whole thing. So you can see in your neighborhood exactly where the cell tower is. Now, unfortunately, cell towers are put on schools, of course, grade schools, high schools, and this is an unfortunate thing because it affects the behavior of children that, the cell tower is sending information and it's on top of a school. So we need to be aware of all the things happening in our environment today in order to have a healthy life. That's key. And we do that with emotional, mental, and spiritual development. And so we can do so by attending these seminars that I have every now and then as often as I possibly can for my customers and my members. As I was saying, if you're not a member, please become one because you get a lot more information and you get a lot of updates made to that account, to that particular area of my website at wellnesscenter.net. You can go into the members area and read all about it. So I would like to give you some more information. We're going to be, besides our cell towers and our cell phones, okay, we also have to be aware of the wiring in our house. And if something as simple as if you have a wall socket, with wall plugs where you plug in your lamps and everything, right next to your bed, okay, behind the bed, and it's plugged in, okay, then that is going to deliver 60 cycles per second to your head. You don't want that. You want to have your light plugged in away from your head. Put an extension cord on it and plug it in away from your head. Don't use heating blankets. The normal heating blanket has a dimmer switch in it where the heating can go up and down. It is very harmful to use it. It affects your immune system and affects your electromagnetic field of the body, which everyone has. So these are very little things, but very important things. A simple thing like taking your lamp that's plugged in behind your bed or behind next to the bed and putting an extension cord in and putting it someplace 5 feet away from your bed would be best. That should answer some questions as far as how far away from your bed, 5 feet away from your bed. Okay. And the other thing we definitely want to consider is the cell phone seems to be a very serious issue today because people put it up to their head. But you even have, you can even affect your body in a negative way. If you're talking on the cell phone all day long and you're on a speakerphone and you're holding it in your hand, your hand has energy centers to it, meridians. You're affecting your body that way by holding it in your hand all day. So I think that we need to be very careful about this, very conscious of this. They do make electromagnetic fields, field protectors that fit, that's like a case for your smartphone, okay? And they make them also for the regular size cell phone. So you can get one of these cases on the internet. I know that SkyMall has one. SkyMall.com, and they are in a little publication that's in all airplanes. Sharper Image may have one, in fact, but you can also go for a smaller cell phone, a little protector, from LessEMF.com. Less, LessEMF.com. Okay, if you go there, you'll see some cell phone protectors, I think, for the smaller type. I don't know if they have any for the smartphones. But we have to be careful of, in this age, our radiation that we get is phenomenal. If you look at x-rays, dental x-rays are the worst, and you look at mammograms, they're very, very bad. So mammograms are implicated in causing cancer because of the amount of radiation they produce, and then women are told to get one every year. So what you might want to do is get a thermogram, a T-H-E-R-M-O, thermogram, or thermography, okay? And that is for women, and it's more accurate than a mammogram. There's no radiation. It's not invasive. You don't have to press your breasts up to a cold surface where it hurts. It's just as easy as anything you've ever seen to get one, and it's so accurate. So thermography is in. Mammography is harmful. And I have been talking about this for 30 years, and now there is research about it. You know, the thing is that we have to look at our environment. We have to look at our food. We have to look at our water. And some of the things I'm going to be telling you about nuclear radiation is not good. But the good news is that I'm going to tell you how to eliminate it from your food. This way there's an option. There's things you can do and how you can eliminate it from your body. So it's not all bad news. I'm telling you things that need to be fixed and how to fix them. If you're living right across the street from a cell tower pointing at your house, well, my opinion would be either get the owner of the cell tower to take it down or move. And I would say he probably won't take it down because he's paying somebody to put it up wherever it is. People pay cell phone tower owners a lot of, you know, they get paid a lot of money to put something on their building, to put a tower on their building. Okay, so they collect rent from the cell tower owner. Anyway, you need to, if you're right across the street from one pointing right at you, I would move. I would not live in an environment like that, personally. That's why you can go to www.antennasearch.com and find out for yourself how far the cell towers are from your house and what direction they're pointing. So one pointing at your house should not be within a couple of miles. You shouldn't have one pointed at your house within a couple of miles. People who live in cities have many of them pointed at where they're living, and like New York City. Okay, so it's very hard to have a healthy immune system, you know, unless you are fanatical about your health and doing green juices and doing wheatgrass and taking lots of supplements and living in and sleeping in an environment where there's no exposure to 60 cycles per second from your wall plugs or anything else. So you need to do those kinds of things. Now, people who live in a city are like New York City, and it's very, very difficult. I have many patients that live in New York City, and we work on getting them to move out of New York City where they can actually have less exposure to radiation. And the radiation of EMFs are proven to cause serious health problems, including cancer. See, cancer is caused from a dysregulation of the immune system and of the body. There are emotional components related to every case of cancer. They're not the same for every person. So that is why we're going to be looking at metaconsciousness. But first, we want to go into understanding more about nuclear radiation, okay? We want to learn about nuclear radiation. Now, there's an answer to release all of this from your body, which I'll tell you about as we go along. But first, I want to give you the facts. So many people live in, you know, that are on the line with me now. You're either in California, you're in New York, you're in Pennsylvania, you're in, you know, just a number of different places here, and that we need to address, and we need to understand that the California was the hardest hit from Fukushima, along with the entire West Coast is the hardest hit, okay? Northern part of California was worse than southern, but it's all over now, and it's all over every other state, everywhere. Pennsylvania, New Jersey, everywhere. New York, it's everywhere. You know why it's everywhere? It's on the food that we grow in California. It's all over vegetables, and all the animals are eating it. All the animals that are grazing outside, grass-fed, guess what they're eating? Okay, so it's very important to understand these things and to flow with them instead of letting them create fear and being stuck. You just start taking actions that eliminate the effect of it, you know. Now, the interesting thing about nuclear radiation is it can cause cancer up to 38 years after you've been exposed to it. So it's important to protect yourself and your body right now, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. And I want you to know that the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology has reported a new study that Fukushima radiation plume contacted North America at California with the greatest exposure in Central and Southern California, but also Northern California, and that what they have found is that in Southern California, the seaweed tested on the ocean tested over 500% higher for radioactive iodine-131 than anywhere else in the U.S. and Canada. So even walking on the beach in California now is not advised, actually. Okay, and the seaweed that you buy, if you're eating seaweed, if you're trying to do something healthy for yourself and you're eating seaweed, make sure it doesn't come from the Pacific Northwest, because they're finding it in the seaweed everywhere, okay? Seaweed coming from Maine is okay. Coming from Australia, New Zealand is okay, all right? But not from Japan, not from China. You know, so we have to look at where we're going to buy our food from, and it's a lot to know about this, okay? So the projected paths of the radioactive atmospheric plume emanating from the Fukushima reactors are described as airborne particles for various types of radiation, and showed it coming in contact with all of the North American continent at California, and then going east and north. So the greatest exposure in Central and Southern California. There's government monitoring sites in Anaheim, where Disneyland is, recorded peak airborne concentrations of 131. And that is where all the kids are playing, and it's in the air. It's all airborne, which then gets on the food that is grown in Southern California, the fruit, everything. And the interesting thing about this is that in Corona del Mar, which is in Southern California, that had the highest amount of radiation that they found in a dry seaweed. Santa Cruz was the highest in the Central California, and Simon Fraser University in Canada had huge amounts of seaweed, of radiation in their dehydrated seaweed, taken on March 15th near the Vancouver Seabus terminal. So, you know, it's Seattle, very, very positive and high in iodine-131. It's the only place it's going to come from is nuclear radiation. So after March 28th, the reports have stopped coming in because it's so high and it would affect the food that people buy. It's a matter of economics and money. And that's the unfortunate thing, and that's why you're on the phone with me tonight, is something led you to be here tonight, okay? Now, I have documented all of this information, which will be in the members area, and, you know, things like Anaheim has the highest amount, and I give you the information on where this information came from. Nuclear policy expert, his name is Stricking, says that radioactive iodine-131 in California rainwater is so far above levels permitted in drinking water. Okay, and all of the rainwater that has it in is falling into our water supply that we bathe in. It's also been detected in Hawaii, a great amount in Hawaii, uranium-234 actually. So we have to understand that we cannot sit by and do nothing. Listening to this tonight is not enough to protect you, but what you do about it will be enough to protect you. And what we need to do in cleaning our vegetables is to bathe them in either a ozone water purifier that you can get if you go to the internet and search for cleaning vegetables with ozone. You'll see a number of little devices that are inexpensive show up. I know Target sells one online. And you'll find one of those that emits ozone into a bowl of water. You put your veggies in there, and it neutralizes everything and pulls out pesticides and radiation. Another way to do it, which is less expensive, even though that equipment is cheap, basically, you can still do it less expensive if you get food-grade hydrogen peroxide, 30%, approximately 30%, and soak all of your vegetables in about an eighth of a teaspoon in a sinkful of water. Or not a full sinkful, maybe more like three-quarters of a sinkful of water, and put a quarter of a teaspoon of that. Now, make sure you don't touch the hydrogen peroxide because it'll burn the skin right off of your fingers, okay, and it'll burn like crazy. So you have to kind of use rubber gloves, be careful, don't drop it on yourself or anything. It'll bleach denim right out if you drop it on denim. So you just hold it over the sink and you put that amount in it, and it will detoxify the radiation off of your food. It will not detoxify it off of any kind of produce, any kind of animal product. You don't want to eat beef anyway with the mad cow thing they just found in California, which affects, it's so far reaching that it's amazing. So I wouldn't eat beef or drink dairy right now or eat dairy cheese or anything from California right now. It could be in other states, and they're just not saying it. But the reality is, is that we need to detoxify our vegetables, our fruits, and you could even put eggs in there. And be sure that if you put the eggs into the solution either with ozone or with hydrogen peroxide, that it will detox the radiation and pesticides and chemicals. Okay, and then you soak it for about 15-20 minutes. Okay, and then after you're done, you rinse it with clean water, not tap water, with clean water. So if you don't have a water filter in your kitchen for a purifier, then you really should get one. It's a priority, and you have to get one that will take out fluoride and take out radiation. And you will have to do some research on that in Google. Okay, so these are things to do that you could start doing right away. So the other thing that you could do that would help your body tremendously, whether it's for adults and children, is I have a radiation pack that I developed many, many years ago after I was exposed to Chernobyl, which a lot of people, hundreds of thousands of people, have been injured and died from that exposure and from cancer and defected childbirth. I mean, just a lot of different things. So what we need to do is look at the radiation pack, which includes homeopathic radiation product, which includes a bioiodine, a biologically available iodine. Okay, and so you want to definitely do that as directed in the kit or on the label when you get it. And that would be on an ongoing basis. You would use that on an ongoing basis, not every day. You don't need to do it every day, but you need to do it. Avoid caffeine, which weakens your adrenal glands, all caffeine, okay? Think smart. Think about it, what you need to do. Make a decision to do it. Follow through. It's not going to happen by itself. Okay, and then you will be protected. The homeopathic radiation formula will get out all radiation, whether it's from cell phones or nuclear. It is for all different types of radiation, and it has in it the cure for iodine-131, cesium, uranium, plutonium, everything that they can throw at you is in there to protect your body and detoxify it. And it's fortunate that you are on this teleconference tonight, because the time couldn't be more perfect to start this, okay? And cleaning your vegetables is key to it, because all of it has radiation on it, all of it. And that is the problem. So what I do is I buy organic vegetables as usual, and everything that I eat at home, I cleanse and detox. Now, if I eat out, I normally eat at a restaurant that serves organic foods and vegetables and that have good practices in cleaning the vegetables. You know, but this is a time where we need to really get that the unconsciousness in the world has created this. The greed in this world has created nuclear plants and done all these things because of money, not because of our health. So if we don't move forward and take advantage of this opportunity to take care of ourselves, then there's no one to blame but ourselves, you know? And so this radiation formula will work for adults and children. There's directions on the label for adults and children. The bioiodine is to protect your thyroid. It can be done a few times a week. It helps also with thyroid issues. So they're excellent. They work. And they will could save your life. So it should be in your just a little healing kit that you have. It should be part of your healing kit that you do on a daily basis or a few times a week. it's just kind of like taking your vitamin C. You would take your remedy for radiation. So I can tell you that the Los Angeles area had the highest cesium deposition in the United States after Fukushima. Now it's spread. It's spread all over the United States. It tends to, radioactive sulfur tends to concentrate in the male testicles, okay? And there's an enormous amount that may have been inhaled by Californians after Fukushima, because it didn't happen in California, so people don't think that, you know, because you can't see it, they think it's not there, but you can measure it. It is a physical thing. It's tiny, so you can't see it. If it had a color, and if you could see it, it would be all over our yards. You would see it all over our yards, all over the roofs of the house. You may even see it in our water supply, and you would definitely see it on vegetables. But we can't see it. So because it's invisible to our naked eye doesn't mean that it's not there. And men need to work with the EndoPure Testos formula, which is a homeopathic hormone rejuvenation formula for men, besides the radiation formula. For women, they need to be using the EndoPure Pro Estro and Testos to balance the adrenal glands and all of their hormones. So I would say that right now, there's many areas of the United States that has reached over the EPA limits of various types of radiation, and cesium levels in San Francisco area milk is higher now than it was 6 months ago. So they're finding it in milk. Now, there's two reasons not to eat milk. One is mad cow disease that they just came out with yesterday, okay? And the other one is radiation. It's in all the milk, all milk, even with goat milk. I mean, if the goat is on the ground eating from the ground, from the grass or whatever, okay, weeds or whatever, it's there. The goat's going to have it. So that's the way you need to look at what you're going to eat in your diet. The easiest thing to clean is fruits and vegetables, okay? And any kind of thing that's grown under the ground is even more healthy, like the root vegetables. Root vegetables are grown under the ground, okay? Although they may get some of the radiation, they would get less than like your spinach. Even though we want to have our spinach and our leafy vegetables, we want to clean them well, but in a time when if you have doubts, get root vegetables and then clean everything really well. So I eat everything. I eat kale. I eat everything, spinach, but I just make sure I either ozonate it or I use the food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and I take the radiation formula, and that is what I sincerely recommend that you all do right now, okay? We know that there's radioactive sulfur in California that spiked to the highest levels ever detected. And we've had that information comes from the live feeds that I get from the university. Okay, and very, very, very important information after the U.S. government showed about 40,000 micro slivert thyroid dosages for California infants from Fukushima. In other words, this was not released to the public. I have it for you, and it is released and causing problems with infants and their thyroid issues. Because it's a very, very high dosage for children, and it could definitely cause serious problems, serious like cancer. That's what it does, okay? So we know that the West Coast was hit the worst. We also know that on the West Coast, we did not get sufficient notice via the radio or television. Whereas in other states, like my family lives in New Jersey, they were calling me every other day. Did you hear? Did you hear? Do you know that you're getting more radiation there? And, you know, it just wasn't on the air. And that's the problem. That's the problem, is that the money that's raised from the California produce is more important than your health. And that's what we need to change. We need to take care of ourselves so we can stay strong and we can become activists. You know, so there's so much to be said for what we can do, and we can do a great job if we're just aware, right? So I want to open it up for questions and answers right now before we move on. And I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, press star 5 if you have a question. Press star 5 if you have a question. So if you have a question, press star 5. All right. Hello, area code 917 in New York. Do you have a question?
Yes, good evening, Dr. Dill. I'm Michael Diaz. I'm from the Bronx, New York, ma'am. I'd like to ask a question, a couple of questions, doctor. I have to travel to the West Coast, to Nevada. What should be the most precautionary measures I should take in regard to the radiation hitting the West Coast from Fukushima? Also, I have another question, doctor. Does red wine help protect you against radiation poisoning, doctor?
Okay, very good questions, and I will put you on hold so that you can hear it, but so the line is easy. It's easy for everybody to understand. Okay, thank you for your question. First of all, red wine does not protect you from radiation. No way, no how, not possible, okay? It's in New York, too. Radiation is in New York now. You eat food there in New York, it comes from California, you've got it. Besides, the radiation has wafted over to the New York. All the East Coast has it everywhere. We may have the most concentrated efforts right at this moment, but because it's going all over the United States, everybody's got it. What you do in travel, even on the airplane, when you're up in the air, okay, you're getting clouds and clouds of radiation when you're in the airplane. You need to take the radiation pack that I've developed for this, which is how I cured myself from radiation poisoning from Chernobyl. You need to do the homeopathic radiation and the radiation pack, which gives you also the bioiodine, okay? And it gives you directions on it. Now, it's homeopathic. When you travel, I suggest you hand carry it through the X-ray machine. It cannot go through the X-ray machine, or it will not work anymore. So all you have to do is put it in one of those plastic bags. You can put the bioiodine capsules through. That will not affect it. But the homeopathy is energy medicine, and it's really spectacular the way it works. So all you have to do is put it in a plastic bag and tell them when you go through, hold it up and tell them you don't want it going through the machine, okay? And that is what you need to take to protect you all the way to and back. But whatever you're eating in California, it's the same thing you're going to eat in New York, because they use our vegetables. Okay, Florida got a lot of it, New Jersey, Massachusetts got a lot of it, Canada, every place. So that's what we need to do. Do we have another question? At star 5 to raise your hand and answer, ask a question. Press star 5. Okay. Hello, Aurora. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Dale.
Hi, how can I help you?
Hey, I want to ask you a question about the, my bedroom has 3 plugs all the way around my bed, in fact. And I have one lamp plugged into the head of where my head's going to be at. So is there anything else I can do to protect myself against that?
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So If you have plugs all around your bed, then what you want to do is plug in your lamp into an extension cord and put the extension cord not under your bed, but plug it into a socket that is 5 feet away from your bed. 5 feet away from your bed and somewhere else in your room, okay? That's the best thing to do. If you don't have another plug in your room that's 5 feet away, then get a long cord and put it in another room, plug it into another room. But it should be that, and you should be really working on the protecting yourself from the radiation aurora from Fukushima. Because it's still spewing. It hasn't stopped. It's not as if the thing is stopped, okay? It's going to be going on for a while, and that means the sea, everything in the sea, whether it's fish, whatever it is, seaweed, whatever it is, has it in it. So eating fish, I would try Maine. I would eat Maine salmon from Maine, okay? Atlantic salmon from Maine. I would not eat any fish from the West Coast, period, or Hawaii, because Hawaii got a huge amount of it. And the thing is that we have to really be aware, be conscious, and do everything we can to just stay healthy and happy and positive. And you can still address all of these things and be positive. The fact that you're taking care of yourself in these issues is a very positive thing, okay? So if you have any other questions, please feel free to press star 5 now before I move on. Star 5 to raise your hand. Okay, I see one in Encinitas. Hello there. In Encinitas?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Dale. I just had a question about the radiation that comes from the new smart meters that
yes,
the electric companies
question.
Are putting on our homes?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So that's a very, very good question, and I'm going to put you on hold. The smart meters emit radiation. What I would do is look at buying various protectors that plug into your wall sockets that change and deflect the EMF. And you can find those EMF protectors for the walls in numerous places on Google. Less EMF may have them, lessemf.com. They're easily available, and that's what I would do. I would also make sure that that meter, if that meter is located on the other side of your bedroom, that would not be good. And then you would need to do something or maybe move your bed away from that wall if on the other side of your bed going outside of the house on the other side is a smart meter, that would be really bad. So you can deflect a lot of that radiation through buying these radiation deflectors that you plug into your house wall sockets, okay? And that would be the best thing that I can tell you to do for that, and it should work fine. Just explore them, research them very well, and find out the research behind the ones that are built and how it works, okay? So before we move on, I just want to again thank you for being with me, and we are going to be talking for a few minutes. I have to go exactly at 7 o'clock today, but we want to talk about, we've talked about the radiation and all these different things. I do want to mention don't eat seaweed. Seaweed normally is one of the things I tell everybody to eat, but unless it comes from Tonga, okay, which is an island in the South Pacific, Australia, New Zealand, possibly Maine, okay? Any other seaweed, look and see the source of where it's sourced from. Don't eat it from the Pacific coast, at all. Because all before they put it, they dry it and put it in little bags for you to buy, you think they're going to test it for radiation? Absolutely not. So I know that I have a product called Ocean Meds, and this is the seaweed is a brown seaweed, and we extract fucoidin in it from it, which cures is a cancer cure, actually, fucoidin. And there's many papers on that that have been written, not by me, by people who are, you know, testing and testing different substances. So we've always sourced that from Tonga, and which is a little island that has no industry and is virtually, their waters are mercury-free. Their waters are mercury-free, and there is no radiation there. It didn't get there, which is great. So we have it all tested. Anyway, the Ocean Meds has a real clean seaweed. I would look at Australia, New Zealand. I would look at getting seaweed from and making sure you don't buy it until you unless you know where it's from, even if you have to call the company on the label. And even if they say, oh, mine is from the Pacific Northwest and it doesn't contain radiation, I would just absolutely say that's not true because all of it has radiation that comes from the California coast and all the way down through Mexico and the coast, okay? So we need to look at that very, very carefully. It was a big disheartening thing for me because I eat so much seaweed in my diet because it's so healthy for you normally. So we want to talk about consciousness and about metaconsciousness. It's so very important to understand that the reason all of this has happened and all of the things that even mad cow's disease, I'm finding a mad cow and they're saying, well, it doesn't come from them eating other livestock, okay? Well, how do we know that? How do we know where it comes? It's very disheartening that people will put us last and their pocketbook first. It's really disheartening. That is one of the things that I really have noticed as a healer, than having, you know, becoming a business person and dealing with so many manufacturers trying to get my products made clean in a clean way. And the biggest ones in the country, the most popular ones, the ones that say they're so pure, they're just absolutely not telling the truth in, you know, most, I would say all of them. I've just talked to all of them. They do not tell you the truth. And this is about consciousness. This is about asking the right questions because they won't give you the answer that they don't want to give you unless you ask the right question. So consciousness is something that you have to develop within yourself. Metaconsciousness is a state whereby you stop thinking negatively, whereby you can control your thoughts by stilling your mind through meditation or through the bliss exercise that I have in my book, Transform Your Emotional DNA, and whereby you actually work on yourself so that you communicate and you take your actions, do your actions from the soul level, not from the mind level. The soul level is pure. You can trust it. It will tell you the truth. It will teach you what you want to know and help you make the right decisions. And you do that by not thinking. By most people think all the time and they never stop. And once you have a feeling where you're not thinking, then you'll be in connection with the soul. Because the soul doesn't come from your mind, okay? It doesn't come from your thoughts or from your left brain or from your right brain. It comes from the innate intelligence in your body that knows what to do, how to do it, and when to take action and when not, okay? And it's about listening to the gut, listening to that inner voice that is trying to, its best to guide you, but if you don't listen to it, then it can't happen. You have to listen to it. So I have an exercise in my book, which is Transform Your Emotional DNA book. And this exercise is called the Bliss Exercise. And you can do this exercise 10, 15 minutes a day and have the feeling of what it's like to have absolutely no thoughts. Okay? And what that feels like is what it's like to connect to the soul when you have no thoughts. And then you can just start communicating from that perspective, from that place. So metaconsciousness is about soul talk. It's about learning how to connect to the essence of who you are rather than who your brain thinks you are or who you've set up your brain to think that way. Okay? Because as we think about who we are, we're thinking about identities, and these identities can cause us to have all kinds of behavior, some very positive and some very negative. Okay? So if we have negative identities that are causing us to feel unsuccessful or feel like a failure or feel like a sick person or feel that we are so stressed out that we can't get things done or feel anything at all, like we can't have good relationships or that we're in fear all the time. These are all thoughts. They are not real. None of them are real. You are making them real by not being in the metaconsciousness space. And that space is when you've stilled your mind and where you can really get a handle on peace and what it feels like to be at total peace, okay? Each and every one of you, all of us can have that experience. And when we run our life, when we live our life according to that feeling and that experience, that's when we have the magic happen. The magic can happen every day. The magic is not magic, it's just normal. But we think it's magic because it's good. And those good things can happen to you all day, every day. It's your perspective. It's your perception of the things that you encounter in your life. In other words, the radiation isn't a good thing, but we don't have to let it affect us if we do the right thing. Okay? And that's why you're on this call, to do the right thing, but also to control your mind. So that it's all positive because you have what you need in order to address these issues. So you're about 100 steps ahead of everybody else because they're all, you know, people in California are going very crazy right now with what to do and how to handle it and what not to eat and what to eat. So, you know, when I counsel with my clients, I just have them get an ozonator for their vegetables or use the hydrogen peroxide. There's solutions to every single thing. And, you know, before radiation, I soaked my vegetables anyway for so many years because they can have parasites on them. You know, lots of people have parasites without knowing it. And organic vegetables can have parasites. All vegetables, eggs can have salmonella. So there are things that I want to make sure that my body is ready and able to function at its max, at its maximum capacity every day so that I can work a full day and be bright and chipper when I'm on the phone with you this evening, which I am. And we need to understand that it's all within our control. It doesn't depend on anybody else but us. And that's the good news, because once we know what to do, we can control just about anything within our own experience, within our own life, that is. So working from a place of metaconsciousness, working into that place, from that place, will allow you the freedom to become who you want to become, to be, to feel like you want to feel, the becoming of who you are really has to do with your feeling it first. You have to feel what it feels like in your body to be successful. Because if you just think it, it's not going to happen. You could think it from now till, you know, the next 100 years. But unless you feel it, you're not going to believe it. So you feel it, you feel the positive until you see it manifest and you keep feeling it. And then you create it. It can take a minute. It can take a day. It could take a week. It could take 2 weeks. It could take, as the more resistance you have, the longer it will take. So be letting go of your mind, doing the bliss exercise, being present with doing that on a daily basis has an accumulative effect on your body. In other words, every time you do it, you'll need to do it less. Okay, if you start out doing it and training yourself to do it, to stop the mind, you will be functioning from soul. That is the healthiest place to be because soul doesn't get sick. Soul knows what to do. You already know what to do, okay? You just have to act on it and not procrastinate. So, I'm going to open it up for questions and answers once more before I say goodnight to you. So if you have a question about this topic, please feel free to raise your hand. Okay. I see the star 5, and it's someone in New York. Okay, 917 area code. Do you have a question?
Yes, good evening, doctor. I'd like to ask you two questions, please. In regards to... Is it valid that I was reading a report, if you to fly on an airplane, it's best to fly at night because the sun is not out and you're not able to absorb the sun's rays from the radiation from the sun. Also, another question, Doc, you said about the homeopathic thing. I was interested in getting it, but I know how TSA gets at the airport. So what should I do if I carry with me and I present it to them?
Okay, very good question. To answer that question, it is better to fly at night because of the sun and the radiation from the sun and the spots of ozone that, you know, like the ozone layer. We're just so very much more affected by the sun than we used to be. So, yes, it's better if possible to travel at night. You don't always have to do that, but it's better. Now, if you do the homeopathic radiation remedy, you don't have to worry about that. How to get it through TSA? I described this earlier. You just put it in a plastic baggie. It's a 1 ounce liquid, and you can put it in with your other liquids, you know, all in one bag, like 3 or 4 small ones, and hand it to them and ask them to hand check it. They do it all the time. Okay, they have to do it that way. There's a law where they have to hand check it. That's what you do. And then when you go through the radiation thing, you know, through the detector on the other side, you take the bag back. Okay, and while we're talking about that, it's very important to know that in the airports now they have the full body scans. Never get those. Never get those. You just decline. You tell them no, that your doctor told you not to have it. And you don't need a note or anything. They'll just send you to the other line. It happens all the time. Okay? No one, you know, a lot of people, though, who don't know that it's harmful go through it. But it's very harmful. It's a buildup of radiation in your body. You don't need more of that, right? That's what we're doing on the phone. Okay. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you this evening. And I hope that you're a member. We have one more call that I'm going to take. Hello? Is there someone else on the line?
I'm on a computer. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, hi. I currently take 2.5 grains of thyroid. It's all natural thyroid medicine, but I think it's also causing me some problems when you've talked about it builds up in your system. When we sign up as a member, are we able to work with you as far as getting off the thyroid medication?
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Thank you for your question. Okay, so regarding the thyroid, a lot of people ask me that, and if I only will have an appointment with a member. So if you're a member of the Wellness Optimization Club, then you can make an appointment with me. And I do work with a variety of things, including thyroid and thyroid meds. And you can have a buildup of thyroid med in your body. You could take too much of it. So finding the right balance is important. And oftentimes people can get off of it and not need to take it anymore. Just depends on how long they've been on it and if their doctor is willing to work with the patient. If the patient wants to still work with their regular physician, will the doctor work with us at lowering the prescription as the person gets better? So that's all it depends on. And a person following directions. I would suggest for anybody with thyroid that the radiation pack would be essential because it contains the biologically available iodine. And sometimes thyroid problems are merely a deficiency in iodine. Remember that biologically available iodine is also important for breast health and for whole body health in men and women. It's really important that a body have enough iodine. So I want to thank you all for being with me this evening and for your lovely questions. It's been so helpful. Thank you so very much. I wish you the very best, many blessings, and until the next time, we'll talk to you again. Okay, bye-bye for now.